Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week's program is coming to you from Boot Camp, NAMA Boot Camp, that is, the National Agri-Marketing Association. Zimcom is one of the sponsors. In fact, we're a sustaining sponsor for NAMA and encourage other companies to consider doing the same. Show our support for the organization that kind of brings together all the people that are involved in agricultural marketing and communications today. Well, the Zimcast this week is once again sponsored by Novus International, a leader in the dairy, aqua, pork, beef industries, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. In this week's program, I have an interview with one of our presenters here at this NAMA boot camp. He's Jack Semler with Redex Research. His presentation focused on new research that his company did for the Agri Council of the American Business Media, which is a publishers group, and that includes a lot of major farm publications in this council of their membership. And they've done some research in previous years, which you'll hear him refer to as well. It's kind of interesting to see what he has to say and what he showed us. And as you'll hear, you can go online, and we'll point to that in the post on AgWired, and he'll say it to where you can actually see the results yourself. But the focus was on the impact of digital media on farmers and ranchers. Jack, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and Redex for people who aren't real familiar.
Sure. Redex is a market research company up in Stillwater, Minnesota. And we specialize in the type of work that we do, number one. We specialize in the mail survey technique as well as online surveys. And beyond that, we take our message and our business into three core markets: media, that is publishing, mm-hmm. associations, and we do work for some corporate clients as well.
Well, I was glad to finally see this presentation because the information has been out for a little while now. I've always been fascinated by the whole survey industry work field, having participated in some through former career choices that I've had. So let's look at this one first of all. This is really meant to find the impact of digital media on farmers and ranchers. Just tell me a little bit about the methodology first, because that's always important.
Mm-hmm. It was a mail survey. We thought that this would be the best methodology to use given the circumstances as well as the questions that we had. Earlier on there was some discussion, should we do this online? And we thought, one of the things that might happen is if we're asking about the use of digital media with people who are already and known online, we could have some biasing effects. So we defaulted back to mail, and it's the way the study's been done, the two previous tries. And so we thought we'll stay with the same platform. So long story short, we began the fieldwork process in March. We concluded at the end of April, 30% response. Overall, we were pleased with that. We thought we might do better, but then we sat back and looked at the weather in March and early April, and it was so doggone good that we thought we got hit a few percentage points on the response. But overall, everyone was pleased with how it turned out.
So let's just maybe point out some of the key findings that in here, maybe how as that relates to previous survey versus maybe some new information that came out of this.
Well, to me, the starkest data point is the fact that when you look at all of the media channels that we surveyed and included in the survey, of which there were 14, mm-hmm. when you look at the print channel, agricultural magazines and newspapers, and in particular, when you look at that channel in terms of how people were using it 5 years ago, mm-hmm. number one, there's been no decay. There's the notion that nobody's going to print anymore. We're not going to have it in 5 years. It's not the case in this industry. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's ever going to be the case. And in addition, when you look at the data based on the age of the market, younger users, middle-aged users, older users, there's no change. So what it tells us is that print is alive and well. Based on overall and based on age. But it also shows us that the Internet is a changing resource. Mm-hmm. It's becoming more and more prevalent. operators are using it more and more. And I expect in 5 years, out of all of the digital choices, that's going to be the number one channel. I still think there's some uncertainty about other digital channels such as text messaging, blogs, social media as examples.
Well, when you look at the fact that 5 years ago we didn't even have these social media channels, right. You know, you said 14 channels there. It's just amazing that you'd have that many when, like, even 10 years ago we wouldn't have had maybe... Well, quite a few of them wouldn't have been on there.
Right, and I get, you know, you're right, 14 channels, and it's fair to perhaps give a flavor that included in-person channels such as the dealer and retailer, general daily newspapers, electronic channels, radio and television. But right, you throw them all in a pot, there are 14 of them, and that presents a lot of choices for operators. You can't use them all. And that's why I think that to me, the printed product is the trusted friend, as is the dealer and retailer. That's just the way this business is. Mm-hmm. You ask those questions in an IT marketplace, software, totally different answers.
Sure.
But in terms of knowing our space and knowing our audience, that's the way it's been for a long time, and it's going to be that way for a long time to come.
So, I saw most of your presentation. Some of the things you learned about it also had to do with at what point somebody's making a buying decision, and that may vary as to what at that particular point is the channel they're using at that particular
moment. In what I would capsulize as the exploratory phase, I'm beginning to think about a purchase. I'm looking for more information based on the respondents to this survey. The printed products, magazines and newspapers, were dominant. But as you move further down the line, and I call that the in-person phase, I've had some questions. I want to go look at this thing. I want to talk to somebody about it. That's where there's real strength amongst the dealer and the retailer. So you almost walk away thinking it's a two-channel buy, print and the dealer-retailer. That's not the case because other channels do come into play, radio, television, internet sites. So you have to be clever as a marketer and prioritize what's important to you based on your product, based on your messaging, based on your budget. But I guess if you sit back and ask yourself, well, if I only have money for two, what do I do? Mm-hmm. It would be smart to be dominant in magazines, and it would be smart to keep the dealer and retailer in the loop.
Let's. I know you've got a flight to catch here quickly, but look ahead. I know you did ask kind of like anticipated use in the future. How did that come out?
Somewhat surprising, I guess, is that the magazine and the newspaper industry, being the trusted friend, being the reliable resource, people said, look, that's not going to change. We expect 3 to 4 years down the road that our publications are going to be important in our lives. The dealer and retailer didn't change either. Those folks will be important. Well, we did see in terms of respondents who said this is going to be more important than it is today, internet sites. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned during the presentation, there are some things that you could look at and say, aha, well, that's not surprising. And I guess when I reflect on it, the way that question shook out isn't surprising either. I guess what might even be more surprising is the weakness that we saw in some of the other channels that were available, social media, text messaging. I'm not sure where those are going to be 5 years from now. They're going to be players, but it doesn't appear that they are going to be as strong as some might think.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else we didn't get in there that you might think would be worth pointing out that agri-marketers in particular would be interested to know?
Boy,
I know there's a lot of information in there.
There's a lot of data in there. I really think the highlight is to, as we mentioned, this is all downloadable at www.americanbusinessmedia.com. And so anyone can come in and take a look at it. And I guess overall, we've really turned over all the stones in this presentation and in our conversation, so I don't think we've left anything as a surprise. But I think what has surprised us most is the notion that, you know, print is alive and well. And we don't see that kind of conversation in other spaces, in other markets. And, you know, when I think about this business over the last 50 years, we started our business in 1947 measuring the farmer. We've been in ag for 63 years, and printed products have been trusted friends over all that time. And I think what might be surprising to some is the prognostication that that is not going to change.
Yeah. Well, well put, and I really appreciate you taking the time here to talk with me. That is Jack Semler, who is with Redex Research, talking about the work that they've done for the Agribusiness Council for ABM. I'm glad that I had a chance to speak with Jack, because I certainly have been meaning to see this presentation. We had a chance at the Ag Media Summit, and I just couldn't get there for it, but glad they were able to be on the program here. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.